inflation in a generation, then shift the debts of the wealthy onto the backs of working families? That's what Joe Biden and Catherine Cortez Masto have done. We need to fight back. We need Adam Laxalt. When government tried to strip our water and property rights, Adam Laxalt fought and won. When Big Pharma was profiting off addiction, Adam Laxalt fought them and won. When gun rights and religious liberties were under threat, Adam fought for Nevada and won. We're in a fight between what's right and what the left has done to America. Adam Laxalt will fight for us.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. You never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up in minutes, we'll be joined by Kash Patel. He is a Trump loyalist. Is in communication with the former president on a regular basis. And he's the former Department of Defense Chief of Staff. We'll talk about that. His experience in D.C. in the Trump administration and a whole lot more. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday. It is live and local on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal. He's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nevadagop.org.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Another volatile day on Wall Street that will add to weekly losses for major indexes as central banks around the world hike interest rates to fight inflation. This comes after the Federal Reserve made another big rate hike and signaled that more were on the way. At a meeting with President Biden, Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. says he appreciates the security the U.S. provides in Southeast Asia.
The role of the United States in the maintaining the peace in our region is something that is much appreciated by all the countries in the regions and the Philippines especially.
President Biden pledged in his first meeting with the Philippines president to work to strengthen relations with the Pacific nation after what he said had been some rocky times in the past. Meeting on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, the leaders discussed tensions in the South China Sea, the longstanding security relationship between the U.S. and the Philippines, the state of the global economy, and other issues. Also at townhall.com, the Senate has advanced a bill to grant media companies the right to collectively bargain with tech giants for compensation to distribute their content. Bob Agnew reports.
The Journalism Competition and Protection Act advanced out of the Judiciary Committee after Democrat Amy Klobuchar and Republican Ted Cruz set aside their differences. The bipartisan effort reflects general unease among many lawmakers over the power of companies like Google and Facebook to influence the spread of news and information. The bill aims at leveling the playing field for smaller and local news outlets by granting collective bargaining rights when dealing with tech giants. Senator Cruz says big tech hates the bill, something he calls, quote, a strong positive for supporting it. Bob Agnew reporting.
Stocks finishing lower. The Dow is down 107 points. The Nasdaq off 153. More at townhall.com.
Hello?
Hey, stranger.
Oh, hi. Thank goodness it's you. I was afraid to answer the phone.
Why? What's up?
The credit card companies are after me. They want me to make payments and the calls never stop.
Ouch. Been there before, but I got help from Trinity Debt Management.
Trinity?
Yeah. I called and right away, Trinity contacted my creditors and got my interest rates cut in half. They ended all the late fees and over-limit charges, and they stopped those annoying phone calls.
Bet that was a relief.
Yep. Then they put me on a plan that consolidated my bills into one easy monthly payment. That way, I paid off my debt fast while saving thousands.
Nice.
Trinity even showed me how to plan and meet a monthly budget. So now, I'm debt-free for keeps.
Wow. Do you still have their number?
Sure. Here, write this down and call 1-800-990-6976.
Can you repeat that?
1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Steve Sisolak's tenure as governor is riddled with corruption. Sisolak allowed a COVID testing company tied to one of his campaign donors to skip the waiting line for a license. And the Sisolak administration strongly supported local officials hiring his out-of-state friends. Tragically, the test had a 96% failure rate. Healthcare experts were ignored by public officials, and the results were, quote, absolute mayhem and catastrophic. When lives were on the line, Sisolak was silent. In fact, when a formal complaint was filed, it went unanswered for days. Finally, when it was answered, the state told the company they could continue providing fraudulent tests. It took a news investigation to expose this as one of the biggest scandals in Nevada history. Now, Sisolak is facing a federal investigation. Unthinkable corruption. Nevada can do better than Steve Sisolak. Paid for by and authorized by Better Nevada PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
It's 104 and this is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. When it comes to the nation's busiest airports, Las Vegas's airport ranks in the top five for customer satisfaction. The J.D. Power survey ranks it fifth out of 20 mega airports, airports which handle more than 33 million passengers per year. J.D. Power officials say Las Vegas Airport has done a great job of maintaining its food, beverage and retail sales compared to other airports during the COVID-19 recovery, Minneapolis International was the survey leader. Well, the company may be tearing down 3 casinos in southern Nevada. Station Casinos is one step closer to building a new hotel casino in North Las Vegas. The Planning Commission there has approved the station's plans for a 67-acre hotel casino at Losi and the 215 Interchange. The project, which is expected to be built in 2 different phases, calls for 600 hotel rooms, more than 75,000 square feet of casino space, along with restaurants, a movie theater, and banquet facilities. The North Las Vegas City Council is expected to vote on that proposal coming up on October 19th.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Expect delays on the Beltway 215 westbound, beginning around the airport connector up to the Interstate 15 interchange, because there's only one lane available there on that transition ramp, those merging from 215 west to Interstate 15 northbound.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, it's taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number 1. Time is running out. Number 2. Time is running out. Number 3. Time is running out. Number 4.
Ladies and gentlemen. Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition of Live and Local. So much going on. Yesterday, of course, at this time, we were talking about Letitia James and her lawsuit against the former president, Donald J. Trump. More and more people are reacting on both sides of the issue. That's why we wanted to have Kash Patel on, the former chief of staff to the Department of Defense, a Trump loyalist. And a good guy to boot. He joins us. Cash, first of all, thanks for joining us. Always good to have you on. What did you make of that bizarre news conference yesterday for Letitia James?
Hey, thanks so much. It's great to be on with you, Kevin. Yeah, bizarre is, I guess you're being nice. it was a basic 4-year political vendetta show of force by a prosecutor who put politics before the law. She ran before she ever looked at a single shred of evidence, saying for 3 years, I'm campaigning to prosecute Donald Trump, and I'm going to sue him, and I'm going to prosecute him. How could you say that as a law enforcement officer, New York State's top law enforcement officer, before ever seeing any documentation or evidence? They did it because it's political lawfare. They target your enemies. They create a crime, and then they manufacture the evidence. And what she did was failed on her criminal stunt for 3 years because Donald Trump did nothing wrong. And now you have her out there bandying about some civil suit to try to claim some money so the fake news media can have their headline, Letitia James charges Donald Trump. It's a complete farce, and I think this case will likely collapse in the court system.
And the question that I've been thinking about for the last 24 hours is why didn't, you know, if there's all this bad stuff that the former president supposedly did, if it's criminal activity, why didn't she file criminal charges? Why did she go the civil route?
There was no evidence to support a criminal charge because there was no criminal activity. Myself, as a former prosecutor and public defender, pretty much understands that system very well. You charge people when you have evidence of a crime, and you don't when you don't. And then if you can't, what happens if you want to be political is we didn't get them criminally. let's see if we can make them pay some money civilly. And that's what she's doing. She campaigned on it. She didn't know he had done anything wrong, and he hasn't. And now she's saying, oh, he, you know, inflated this and, you know, paid too much in taxes, which is the irony of all of it. And now she's going to go out and try to get her, you know, ticket punched for being the person that got Trump, but she's going to be the next person in a long line of people that tried to get Trump and failed.
And am I right? It could take 3 years, 4 years, maybe five years for this thing to ever see a courtroom?
Oh, and if you thought federal court was slow, it's light years faster than state court. And New York State Court, New York City, that backlog of cases, this case isn't going anywhere for the next few years. It's going to sit there in motions practice if and when it gets heard. And then it's going to get kicked around, and then there's not going to be an answer. You know, luckily, President Trump will be president before this case is even ever adjudicated. But hopefully, it's actually just dismissed by a smart, competent judge who says, why has this case been brought? It's total nonsense.
I want to ask you, because did you get a chance to see the Hannity interview last night with the former president?
Unfortunately, I still haven't. I've been just in insane book release mode. So I
understand. Well, one of the things that I thought the former president did very well was deflect this charge that he overvalued some of his property when he went in for loans and things like that, because he says there's like a 30-page addendum that is essentially a disclaimer. Hey, this is not necessarily the value of the property. That blows up much of Letitia James's case, does it not?
I mean, yes, and that's the thing. I mean, far be it from me, you know, President Trump is the real estate mogul, for lack of a better word. The guy knows business. He knows how to make deals. He knows how to build buildings and buy land. And it's not like he didn't have these addendums or extensive contracts outlining this verbiage. I'm sure he did. It's not my world. But what you cite is spot on. It was in there for a reason, because it would have been illegal had it not been in there. So what's she suing him for? Because she doesn't like him. She hates him, in fact. And she tried to get him, and she ran an entire campaign on it. And hopefully Lee Zeldin, my dear friend, comes in and saves New York as governor in a month or so here. I'm all in on Lee Zeldin. He's the only hope we have in my original home state of New York to fix that place.
And I'm curious, what have you seen of polling there? I know he's done really, really well in a very blue state.
Yeah, it's shocking. You know, it's shocking, but it's not. You know, New Yorkers, moderate New Yorkers have grown up, have woken up and said, whoa, wait, what's going on? Crime is through the roof. The drug trafficking trade is crippling our communities and attacking our youth. What happened to law enforcement? I mean, you know, things that matter. And why is gasoline so much? And just basic kitchen table issues that they're saying the Democrats have failed us. You know, the last Democrat who was the chief executive there, Cuomo, got kicked out. And his brother got fired for putting on a disinformation campaign with him and assisting him basically carrying out a front. So New Yorkers are tired of that. And I think that's why Lee has such a great chance. But he's a former, you know, Army paratrooper. He's a congressman. You know, this guy understands how to change New York and put New Yorkers first in that instance and to save our communities. And, you know, as a guy from Long Island like Lee is, you know, I think I share with him the passion to get New York right. And I think that's why the polling's so close, because New York's like, we have to fix this.
By the way, you mentioned Chris Cuomo. I just saw I was in a restaurant and I saw one of the cable news channels, and there was a promo for a new show for Chris Cuomo. Did he really find a new gig?
Well, these guys are so arrogant. They're as arrogant as the guys that are corrupt in the FBI and DOJ, like Comey, McCabe, Strzok, and Chris Ray and company. These guys can't help it. I'm sure some clown outfit hired him to do whatever, but no one's going to watch this guy except himself and his, like, 12 followers on Twitter and Facebook. And so, yeah, who cares about Chris Cuomo? We all know that guy spent years lying to the American public and using Donald Trump, like Letitia James has, as a punching bag. Instead of reporting real news and being a journalist, he's never been able to do that. And parroting his brother as the savior of America when it turns out his brother is basically a criminal who lied about the COVID response epidemic in New York and caused thousands of elderly to be killed in New York State elder care facilities. Those are the Cuomos, and this guy now has some show somewhere. You know, that's fine. No one's going to watch.
Cash Patel joining us. The website is fightwithcash, cash with a K, .com. Have you spoken with the former president since the raid on Mar-a-Lago? And I'm curious, have you spoken to him since the Letitia James?
You know, we speak often. I'm not going to get into when and necessarily what we chat about, but you know, he is always one to take the fight head on for the American people, and that's what he truly feels. Is, you know, if it weren't Trump behind any, you know, behind the Letitia James thing, behind the Mar-a-Lago, we wouldn't even be talking about it because it would never have happened. And that's a two-tier system of justice I'm working to expose and fix in modern-day America. I know that President Trump's in great spirits and he's ready for the fight, but I think more and more Americans are learning, and we're putting out documents constantly to show them that there actually does exist a two-tier system of justice. If you believe or follow one individual versus another, there will be an unequal application of the law, and I, for one, am not going to stand for that and going to keep fighting on it. And it's why, you know, I got into, of all things, children's books and launched my new sequel to The Plot Against the King yesterday. So we're going to keep swinging, and I hope your audience participates.
Tell me about the new book.
Yeah, thank you. So we wrote Plot Against the King 1, which, you know, you were kind enough to let me talk about on your shows. It went number one. President Trump launched it for us, and we thought, what are the things that we're not educating our children about? Well, how about core values like mission and service and truth? And let's take history and fold that in there. Russiagate happened. We can teach it in a fun way. So we did that in The Plot Against the King, and then it became such a big hit. We launched the second book yesterday, thanks again to President Trump, who asked that we get this book in every library and school district in America. And Plot Against the King, 2,000 Mules. That's right. You heard me right. We collaborated with Dinesh D'Souza and talk about election integrity. And we break it down for children, but also adults who want a simple book to explain to them what happened and why election integrity matters. We're not talking about being political conservatives or liberals or what have you, or complicated stuff, just that let's do the right thing. History has shown us the wrong thing has happened. And why can't we teach our kids this instead of CRT and gender dynamics? So support us at plotagainsttheking.com, plotagainsttheking.com. And you'll see my friend John Rich, the legendary country musician, even made a song for the book exclusively along with the video. It's pretty cool stuff at plotagainsttheking.com.
Final couple of minutes. I want to talk about the national mood. And I know it varies state by state. Ohio is going to be different than Pennsylvania, which is going to be different than Nevada. But I'm curious, you talk with people from all around the country every day. What is your sense of the electorate 47 days out? And, of course, here in Nevada, we start voting on October 22nd with early voting. What is your sense of the mood of the nation?
Well, I think Nevada encapsulated our home. I was just with Adam Laxalt, who's going to be the next senator out there for us. They have seen what 6 years and 4 years have done under Democratic leadership. It has caused crime to soar, opioids to fill our streets, and our education systems to be ruined. Those three things alone, parents will wake up to. Mothers in suburbia will say, not anymore. And I see that in Pennsylvania and Georgia and Arizona, where we have Kerry Lake and Blake and all those great candidates. And I see that in places like even, you know, of course, Texas and places in New York. So the mood, I think, is shifting because Americans are getting educated on how calamitous the radical left agenda can be for our communities. And once it hits home, literally on your kitchen table or in your community, economically or tragically with the loss of life, then people are going to show up in droves. And I think that's what we need to have happen and is going to happen come the midterms, because that's just the start. Then we finally have some power back to have accountability for these government institutions that have broken and failed the American public.
Cash, in our final minute, fightwithcash.com. Explain what this is. I think this is an amazing undertaking for you and for your organization. Talk a little bit about what you're trying to do and who you're trying to help.
Yeah, thanks so much. Fight with Cash is now finally a 501c3. We earned that status from the IRS, even though I'm sure they didn't want to give it to us. But what we do is simple. We don't have a board that has any salary. We go out there and we raise money for veterans. We go out there and raise money for kids who need tuition assistance. We go out there and raise money for active duty soldiers who need assistance. We're there for people who have been defamed and can't afford to hire lawyers to bring lawsuits on their behalf. And that's what fightwithcash.com, cash with a K, is all about. We put up free content there every day. We put up documents that we get from the government lawfully every day on Jan 6 to Mar-a-Lago to Russiagate to what have you. And we've got a lot of cool T-shirts and hats and stuff because we want people to be involved with the movement. And we're not asking for your large donations. We're asking you to fightwithcash.com and just check us out and check us out what we're about. We're doing it coast to coast, and we're so excited to be a 501c3. And we just released our new Orange Man Bad Punisher T-shirts, and they seem to be a smash hit. But all of that money goes right back into the charitable foundation, and we're so happy to help people in need.
You do a great job of helping people, and that's the important thing. Thank you so much, Cash. Always good to visit with you, my friend. If folks want to reach out to you again one more time, where do they find you?
Yeah, just on Truth Social, at Cash, at KSH, only social media I'm on, Truth Social, and then fightwithcash.com, and give us a help, and go to plotagainsttheking.com and grab some books today.
I love that. Cash, thanks so much, man. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
There you go. Cash Patel joining us, the former chief of staff to the Department of Defense. And I tell you what, this Letitia James thing is just taking on a life of its own. And it's not working, I think, the way she wanted it to work. She's behind in the polls. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. This is not going to help Letitia James. It's going to expose her for the fraud and the hypocrite that she is. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in your United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, America...